me doggy, waking up, make 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 me doggy. Wake up late with Dougie Show. Starring Dougie Almeida. From Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm here in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. I'm joined by Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it? Day you again?
And, of course, Elgin David.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, everybody.
Good afternoon. It's
good evening.
It's 5:20.
So long.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, we're supposed to end it there, so it'll be a short show. Anyway, welcome to the show. And
remember when we used to pretend that it was morning?
Yeah.
For years, you and I, like, well, good morning. We played this fucking song of the rooster crowing and shit.
Yeah.
And it's 5 in the afternoon, and we're drinking and smoking.
I remember one time, this one, Lenny and I, we did a show on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and we recorded it for Monday,
mm-hmm.
and that was the weekend they had that terrorist act in Norway or something. It was the reverse terrorist where they shot up that school.
Mm-hmm.
And
149 people.
Yeah, people killed. So on Monday, anybody who listened to our show in the morning at 10 was like, well, there's not much happening out there this weekend.
Right. There was a solar eclipse. You know, Kennedy was shot. And
asteroid hit Russia.
Man landed on the moon.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't have much news today on the show. Anyway, speaking of eclipses, we're going to have it's going to go across a full solar eclipse. In August, I think it's the 26th or something like that.
First one in 99 years.
Wow. Now, here's the thing.
My mother almost remembers.
You know, I heard this. I remember in school, they always said, oh, this isn't going to happen. And there's been a solar eclipse every fucking 6 months.
It's not a different type of eclipse.
Yeah. It's like a lunar eclipse.
There's a difference between a lunar eclipse and a solar. But even the lunar eclipses, you know, there's been about 8 of them in the last 4 years. The solar eclipse. It's not going to happen in 100 years. I'm only 50 years old, and I've seen about 8 of them already.
So what the fuck
is going on?
No wonder your dog went blind. He's staring at the eclipses. You shouldn't have let her outside.
Trying to be funny by talking about my dog's blindness, you dickhead.
Let her outside during the eclipse. There's his dog staring at the fucking.
Yeah, it makes no sense if I look at it. Pepper, look.
So wait, what is this eclipse going to like be different than the other eclipse?
Well, that's the thing I don't get. I understand that let's say one of the solar eclipses in the last couple of years was because but you'd have to be in South America to see it.
Yeah.
Like the shadow would all, like here you would barely see anything. But I don't know if for us it's big cuz it's going to basically travel right through the Midwest like down into the Southeast. Like the shadow is going to be perfect to see, like if you just cut straight down from, let's say, Alberta, whatever's on the west coast of Canada, down all the way to...
Now, let me ask you this. What if these South Americans...
Stop saying, mate, let me ask you this. Just fucking ask.
These people... These people in South America could pull themselves out of poverty by just charging the rest of the world to come and see this eclipse.
Only happens every 90 years. That's what we're trying to talk about.
Like, so they should capitalize on it.
Exactly. You know, sell hot dogs,
get some
t-shirts.
Kind of, travel...
Hey, get your solar eclipse t-shirt here!
It's so real you can't even look at it.
Right? Hey, get your t-shirt, you mean?
It's so bright you can't even look at it.
Right. It has, you know, you have to have it battery operated and shit. Yeah. And it's fucking light.
That's what you do. You got to make a solar eclipse and just have like a beam, like a super flashlight. Hey, you want to see that shirt? Psh,
Yeah.
I'm blind.
You know what we used to do when I was in college? The train tracks ran right behind my apartment building.
Fucking so steam.
We would take it.
That's the coal.
So we would take.
Fucking coal.
No, thing. We would fucking carry some drunk asshole out, put him on the tracks, and then get one of those huge flashlights with the big beam, you know, the big round one, and then shine his face and yell, "Train!" And the guy sits up straight and sees his fucking light. Ah! Man, it's the funniest
shit. Shits himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
funny stuff. Boy, we had a good time in college.
Back in those days.
Yeah. No wonder I got a C average.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, you didn't seem to be. You probably weren't a good student, right?
You know, I actually was a great cheater.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. An amazing cheater. You know, we had, I took all these classes, thank God, that were all, all the exams were essay exams, and they would give you, here's five questions to study for, and then there'll be three on the test. Well, I would steal five exam books, you know, go home, write out the five questions, go home and study all weekend and write five different, shove them under my shirt, and then the three questions would come up. He'd be in the front, like, look, okay, number one, three, five, sit there, and, you know, just doodle in an exam book for a couple hours, and then turn in the shit you worked on all weekend.
I remember
and it's a home run.
I remember one, in Nova University, I had a Western Civilizations, like a philosophy course, and you had to answer like that. It was like five essay questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty, I guess it was a routine because people knew it. So I had the questions written out.
Right.
So
there you go.
You know, I spent...
you're a genius.
I spent like 3 days memorizing the paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there and wrote it down verbatim. Yeah.
That's why
I did that once.
Did you?
I learned the script that I needed to type. You mm-hmm. had to type a certain words per minute to get this job.
Yeah.
So I somehow got the script. And I memorized it, and I went in there, and I just typed it out as fast as I could.
Wow. Yeah. By the way, hello to Bruce Smirnoff out in Facebook Live land.
He's a funny guy, Bruce Smirnoff.
Yeah.
He's very funny. I've seen
Bruce,
him.
Let me know if you want to come to Tavolino's.
Yeah, he'd be very good at Tavolino, wouldn't he?
He's across the board. He's done it a few times. Actually, one time he was there with Mr. Randy Singer.
Mm.
That was one of the shows we had to cancel, though, because there was only like two or three people. I think in the 4 years, we canceled two shows because we didn't have attendance. By the way, speaking of that, great showcase this week. Three guys going to get on stage. Our good friend Tim Hanlon.
Nice.
Brian Glowacki at a Boston, very funny comic, touring comic, and Todd Riley out of the Pittsburgh area.
Todd Rundgren's coming.
Todd Rundgren, yeah. And you may want to check those old ears of yours. But yeah, so that's this Wednesday night at Tavolino's.
That's great, man, and phenomenal food. You know, really, I'll tell you what, man, it's one of my favorite Italian restaurants.
It's fantastic.
Hey, do you remember Prezzo? Any chance? You ever been to Prezzo?
Prezzo's?
On Blades Road? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Vaguely.
Years ago, there were four of them, Aventura and Fort Lauderdale and this one, that one. Brett Rappaport, he's opening Prezzo again. This is the greatest Italian restaurant, man. Military North Yamato.
Right.
A couple of months.
Yeah. Well,
the whole town's abuzz with it. He's the first guy to take like a whole clove of garlic, cut it in half.
I'm already interested.
And then you roast it. You throw it, and then they have these long, thin breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you roast garlic, you know what happens to it?
I don't.
What happens is it no longer has that like a garlic. It still has a hint of garlic, but it becomes nutty.
It tastes like ice cream.
No, but it tastes. There's a big nutty flavor, and it gets really soft. Like
Peter
butter.
Likes the taste of nuts,
and you can spread it. On these, they have these long, thin breadsticks like this long.
Oh, I've had that. Yeah, it's delicious.
There you go. Right, yeah. And they had those roasted garlic cloves. It's fucking believable. Delicious.
I'm gonna write that down because I love fucking garlic.
Yeah. And you can buy those when you go to those, you know, just a shit store. You buy a little round plate that you can put in your oven.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you just put take the whole clove and cut it this way across the side. And just put some olive oil on top and throw it in the oven.
Wow, this is a fucking cooking hour class.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Right. Leave 300 for like, you know, half an hour and shit. Right. It's just delicious, dude.
You know, I get upset when I go to a restaurant and they change the menu.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, you know, I think it's a really good place in Coral Springs, right across from Tavolino's, Sicilian Oven.
Okay.
Yeah,
they got great pizza.
They've
been great. They got great pizza. I love the chicken Reggiano pizza, which is basically pizza. With some ricotta cheese, a little bit, and regular sauce and everything, and regular cheese, and like chicken cutlet, like pieces,
like
chicken parm,
breaded. Oh God,
yeah, it's delicious.
Good.
And I got to get extra sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always like everything I eat wet.
Yeah,
you know,
cream. Do you have wet nuts?
No, yeah, I like it. Actually, ice cream. I like it hard.
You like them?
Like you like your cock?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's been years.
Anyway, so.
Yeah. I'm on that gargle with Viagra. You
know? Yeah. Any rate, so I like that place. But they used to have like a chicken Sorrentino, which was basically chicken parm with a layer of eggplant on top of the chicken.
On a pizza?
No, not on a pizza, just a dinner. So it was you know, nice, like you're getting chicken parm.
Right.
And then they take a layer of eggplant and put that over that and then another layer of parm.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
It's like a Big Mac of fucking Parmesan.
Yeah.
Eggplant and chicken.
Hold on.
That's good.
Not you.
Check.
Pop.
Hello.
There we go.
It's like a Big Mac of eggplant parmesan.
It is. I make my famous chicken parmesan lasagna, which the Olive Garden stole my name. I've been using this for years.
You got to be kidding me. You put the chicken parm in your lasagna.
I take chicken parm and I layer it in a baking dish.
Mm. Wow.
Amongst some maybe layers of prosciutto, some ricotta, mozzarella in different layers, chicken parm. Sometimes you can mix a little eggplant slivers in there.
Oh, boy.
What? Make a nice big ass casserole. That you got to pound the chicken cutlets really nice and thin. You know,
delicious, man.
And just light you put them in the a little bit in the powder first, and then mm-hmm. the egg.
You know what they have now also that really makes it easy to make a lasagna. And I haven't made lasagna in I got maybe 30 years. You buy them in a box. You know, you could bake. You don't have to boil lasagna shells anymore. Lasagna, you
they
know,
come ready.
Yeah, and you just put put them in
ready to
hard,
be baked.
And they bake and they get soft. As they bake. That's crazy.
Well, they have the ones that are like, they're already soft.
Every woman with a mustache is freaking out right now.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Oh, you're telling me, I can't be good. It's not no good.
Yeah, I remember when I taught my, the first time we did lasagna, I told my wife how to do it. So we got all the long ones, had to get rinse some water, right? And then you layer them in the pan.
Right.
And then, you know, we'd put some little bit of sauce underneath that. And then we'd put the beef. Because you want the beef as a base in the bottom.
A little ground beef.
The ground beef. And then you'd put it, like maybe you put some mozzarella amongst that. And then you put another layer of pasta, right? And then you put some ricotta layer, then some mozzarella.
Yeah.
All right. Just be a Jew. Don't tell me how to say it.
Get the ricotta.
I love the ricotta cheese.
You know, it's so funny when these fucking phony chefs. I actually had a really nice meeting today with this really nice guy. You guys went to Tap 42?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a meeting with one of the owners today, Andrew, and he's a really nice guy. He's the chef. And super nice guy, man. And just a really, their burgers are so fucking good. They put brisket on top of a burger.
Right. Mm.
Which is the craziest.
Give me another
shit, man.
Yeah, plugging something on my.
No, plugging anything. I'm just saying. But chefs are really interesting people because they have ADD. They are not good business people. Very few chefs are good business people, you know? And the big mistake a lot of these restaurants make are these guys who get out from behind the kitchen and they go into the business side, you know, and it's very difficult. You know, you got to be smart.
Hey, by the way, do me a favor. Facebook Live, we may lose you if my battery goes dead, but tap okay on that and let's see what's. One of you guys, you can reach over.
You're closer and younger.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nice reach.
Didn't you think to charge
that? I got it plugged in. Well, that's the thing. I'm a little upset because, you know.
Pay your electric bill.
Yeah, I'm up on the electric bill.
Why is the fucking thing not charging?
Because I didn't plug it in, you fucking idiot. That's why, because I forgot to plug it in.
See?
I had to worry about a lot of things this morning. I had to be at my office early this morning, right? I had to take the dog out. I got to feed the dogs, give the dog a shot, you know. I got to do stuff.
You lead a normal life. That's incredible.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, what did you do this morning? What did you have to get up and do this morning?
I went to the radio station when I was there.
Right.
Well,
what did you do before? You went to the radio station. See,
well,
shit
I
do.
Woke up
I
and
shit
I
to do before
fed
I
my
went
cat
in.
And I scooped some shit and I put the garbage out and I had a cup of coffee. And what else did I do?
What's your morning routine?
Me? I went to the gym this morning.
What time?
About 9:30.
9:30 in the morning?
Yeah. That's not the morning.
Yeah.
We're talking about like 7. What do you do at 7 o'clock?
I'm sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I woke up. I don't know. I'm getting up lately. I've been using my Percocets. Because finally now my
how's your mouth? Did you go to the dentist?
Yeah, I got last Percocets. Thursday, I went and got my root canal done.
How was that, man?
It was brutal. You know.
Were you awake for it?
No. I was awake for it. I got shot up and numb. It didn't hurt when it was happening.
Yeah.
But the following days, I felt like, you know.
Yes,
I feel like Tyson gave me a right hook.
Right. No, that's a painful thing. It was a bottom.
Now here's the thing. I'm spoiled because the last few root canals I've had were like the single root tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like talking about how painful they are. And I'm like, you're a bunch of pussies. It's fine.
Right.
And then, you know, but this one, the molar, the bipodal, whatever they call it, when you get the two roots.
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, I would eat and I'd be
There's
in pain.
There's four roots in a lot of teeth.
Well, that's probably the one then.
Yeah.
Because it's a molar. So they got to go in
There's
there.
There's four
and,
of them, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a lot of.
So, I've had those Percocets, and I didn't take them when I had the kidney stones.
Right.
But this, I had to take them.
I'll bet, man.
No,
the mouth is a very painful thing.
Dude, when you're sitting there and you're trying to have it just sit there and watch TV
and eat a steak,
you feel
and
like
shit.
Like yeah. you feel like you got Fukushima in your fucking jaw.
Yeah.
You know, I got like radiating, like Fukushima.
It's hard to eat that, you know, chicken parm with the. Eggplant on top of it.
By the way, Coco. our friend Coco Frey says hello on
Coco
Facebook.
Fry.
Fry, sorry.
I love Coco.
Yeah. Any rate.
Eat the truth, Coco. That's the name of her company. Eat the Truth. She's a boy. She would do wonders in this room for everybody, man. She's very she's all up on nutrition, man. Tremendous, right. Tremendous. Right. And she got big jokes.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Big tits. Sorry, Coco. I had to say it, but she's very pretty.
Someone
she's
mentioned from it very Texas. Official.
A nice girl.
You know, speaking of being a nutritionist, yeah. I was thinking about this because I sat with a client this morning who was 91 years old.
And in better shape than you.
Yeah, she actually did more sit-ups and push-ups. She challenged me. She goes, get on the floor, fat boy.
Yeah. Wow.
No.
Yeah.
And
she wrestled him.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, do you think you can make it to 90?
Mm. 90 push-ups?
No, 90 years old.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Peter. You think you're going to make it to 90?
I'm not going to make it to next week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be here Tuesday.
Keep mouthing off to me, you prick. I'm going to knock you out. I started thinking about it. I'm like, but here's the thing. And I'm just amazed. Like, but you, what can you do? Like, some of these folks don't do anything.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm thinking there's got to be ways that we can make, like, getting older better.
Yeah.
Like, old people don't have.
Yeah. What do you do at 90?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what do you do all day?
Don't you think because we're like a video game generation, that even when we're like in our 90s and we're retired, we're going to be sitting there fucking around with video games?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but speaking of which, 150 years from now, my prediction is that kids are going to be born with thumbs that look like baseball glove thumbs on baseball mitts from all this fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
this
thing.
I swear to God, we're going to morph into these creatures where we're going to have little tiny fingers just to clutch the tablet or the phone, and these huge thumbs, these giant fucking thumbs. We're going to look like lobsters. Yeah. I swear to God.
That's what the aliens are waiting for, to get big claws.
But in terms of the old people, listen, you know what they're doing now?
That's hilarious.
And this is big. Do you know that there is a huge... influx of venereal diseases in these old age. Right, so
it's a lot of STDs.
STDs in these old age homes. Like
not even that.
They're banging.
They're all banging each other. When I used to go visit my mother in a nursing home, she would tell me, like the lady who shared a room with her, was like, every once in a while she asked me to leave the room so she can have that, I'm trying to remember the Spanish expression, ese topo, that dummy. They bring that dummy in the room.
Oh,
I'm like, Mom, they have sex? She goes, I guess. You know.
Wow.
I'm maybe. Like, well, are you banging them all? You know, why don't you have a threesome?
Oh, that's terrible.
But you know, I think that could be a big difference. Like you think about it, like kids, like people that are in their 30s and 40s are playing video games.
Right.
One of my wife's friends, the wife is upset because this guy, all he does is play fucking video games.
Right.
A lot of people get sucked 40 into years this old. World. All they do is play video
games.
What's
that stupid thing you guys all did when looking for those things? You know,
Pokemon. Yeah, I
play. Is that over already?
No, I still play.
Oh, my God.
And
how old are you? But you're 19, 18.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot. So, but that's insane. You know, I always wanted to open up like a really cool retirement home for old rockers and have a stage set up. Do it for comedians, too. And have a stage set up and a thing, and people could go up and perform whenever they wanted and have like all these cool nights and music and dances and shit. And just, you know, smoke pot and have these, let them fucking go wild, man.
You think a generation only video games? Don't you think us as a generation, as we get older, we're still going to be doing all those other drugs? Like, can you imagine? You imagine walking in somebody's house and seeing like an 85-year-old doing a line of coke?
Not coke because they'll check out. Because they can check out.
What's up, kid?
No, but listen, they'll be eating edibles and shit in all these places. They'll be giving out edibles, I guarantee it.
Right.
As soon as they legalize all that shit.
Think about that. You go into a nursing home, there's all these gummy bears. And you,
like,
wow, these are good. Yeah, go ahead and take two
of them,
fat boy.
Instead of medication, can you imagine all these old people, instead of you feeding pills all the fucking time, pain pills, all this shit, just hand out fucking dope, man. Just give them all gummies and all that shit and get them high and also the ones for pain. And that's it, man. You have a great time. You have gourmet. And maybe you open up a place that for foodies. Where people spend, you know, people who have a lot of money, and you have like some.
They have to have
Gordon
a lot of money
Ramsay.
To be able to do that.
Yeah, but listen, I got to tell you something. Did you look that shit up? I told you. Hey, Dougie, what about getting a cabin on an ocean liner, which they sell now, and people and they have full
and
medical.
That's all they
but we're trying to come up with new
Dude,
ways.
Imagine
to get,
that a medical cruise. Medical marijuana cruise.
Oh,
where all the
boy.
Food was edibles, and it's unlimited. Imagine if you went on a cruise; it was all you can eat, just like you would go on a regular cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all edibles.
Well, a lot
and
of
weed,
overdosing,
smoking weed. You can't OD on weed.
Yeah, but people are going to, you think, you know, people are going to fucking die of like gluttony. They're going to explode from eating so much.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah. I always thought that if, you know, once weed gets legal around the world, around the country and everything, everywhere, just think about what Home Depot is going to look like in the garden section. The party and patio section.
Yeah.
Party, patio, and nursery section.
Totally different.
Yeah. Just go out there and.
Yeah.
They're going to be selling bongs with your little.
There'll be entire grocery stores just for potato chips.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the chip store. Yeah. No, fucking, like
right next to the aisles. Right next to the shovels, you get bongs.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go get that weed whacker, and then we'll go get some weed.
And some spam.
But I don't know. So that's your best, like, more travel. You think that's how getting old will be funner? I just think we're more of a technology age where, you know, instead of sitting there and watching the grass grow, that when you get older, you'll have a lot more, like, things to do, right?
But, you lose a lot of your dexterity as you get older. So, you know, I don't know if people will be able to...
Play video games?
Well, maybe really? You'll be able or to think it. Maybe you can't. Maybe you'll, like, maybe I'll be at that point
where... Oh, virtual shit. The virtual. They put the thing on and all of a sudden you're fucking again.
Think about how great that is. Like, you, in virtual reality, you go into a different...
we can make a fortune.
What's the fucking thing called when you have something on your icon or whatever?
Your avatar.
Your avatar. You can have your own avatar.
Yeah.
So when you're old, decrepit, and shitty and shitting yourself... You could be whatever you want.
Yeah, that's the same way that 40-year-old guys fucking turn into 13-year-old kids online, and then they talk to other kids
and get arrested. Yeah,
yeah. As an old person, you can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll be rampant, you know, pedophilia going in.
See, what's up, Nadeem Awad? By the way,
Nadeem Awad. Live.
Well, that's good. I think and it was amazing because today when I sat with a client, you know, and again it was hard because she lost her son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a financial person, I'm like, well, you know, the first thought is just take all this money out and go spend it.
Yeah. At 91. Sure.
Right.
How much time you got left?
But unfortunately, there's tax consequences.
You had to inherit $250,000. I would fucking spend as much as I could immediately. If I'm 91, you know,
if God bless, I make it to that age,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a certain percentage of my money. Let's call it anywhere up to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And equate it out to spend it out in the 12 to 24 months.
Nice. And where's Kaylin going to be living at that point?
That's one thing. I'm going to buy her a house and get the hell out of my house. Honey, for the rest of my lying days, I want you to be somewhere else.
Right.
Which is funny because you know how when we're in a relationship, you know, you're in a relationship, Peter is still alone because...
No, I am alone.
He's Peter.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm trying to learn like to involve my wife more because I'm a natural leader. I make decisions. I do things. So I like say, "What do you think, honey?"
Like taking the Uber the other day in Orlando. I say, "Go ahead."
You're gonna step over my. Not only gonna talk over me and talk.
No, but
over
I want
me,
you to tell that steal, story.
Oh, thanks. You know, I was gonna try to build up for that.
That is good.
So we're in Orlando on Saturday night, and we're staying at the. If you're ever in Orlando, you got to go visit the courtyard at Lake Lucerne. It's a nice bed and breakfast. You can live in old-fashioned rooms or big apartment style. It's great. And it's right there by downtown Orlando.
Downtown Orlando.
So,
fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
There's so many things to do.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go watch the soccer game.
Pulse nightclub.
At 8:30, I guess. I don't know. 8, something like that. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. And I'd say to my wife, I go, you know what? I'm looking at the map. And I'm using, you know, I'm not a dumb guy. I'm looking at the map. And I'm saying, look, the Camping World Stadium. Is literally, it's just 10 minutes. It's really not that far.
Right.
So I thought I'd make this. Honey, what do you think? You know, the man was going to say, look, I'm just going to get on Uber and get him over here and just make it. So I said, no, I'm going to ask. So, honey, what do you think? You know, because as a platinum card member of the American Express, we get $15 a month free on mm-hmm. Uber, which is a pretty good deal. So I said, look, we can use this up. I don't know how much parking is going to be. Why don't we just Uber?
Right.
And, you know, I'm trying to do the good thing. And then she looks at me and she says, oh, no, no. We take our car. We take the car. I'm like, really? Yeah. Okay. So I'm thinking, all right, you know, fine. So we get there. There's a bit of traffic. We're going through. It's a bit of a nonsense. You got to drive there.
Yeah.
Parking. Guess how much the parking is?
$150.
No. It's a soccer game.
Dude. $20.
Oh.
$30.
$30?
$30.
Damn.
So I thought that would be a good moment for me to.
Joe Robbie? I mean, come on. Craziness.
I thought, listen,
soccer
the only reason I agreed and I didn't, I went along with, because I thought, how much could it be? 10 bucks, 15?
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, be the, oh my, we'll have our car, you know, so we can go somewhere else after. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, so when we pull up, I see the guy holding the sign, 30 bucks. I turn to my wife slowly, like, without saying anything. Yeah. You know, like maybe that Uber idea wasn't such a bad idea. You think? And
Is that all you said?
I didn't say anything. I just gave a look. I tried to say what I wanted to say with the look.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
And I think she got it because she got pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like she knew, like she got like, oh, you know, she did that. Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're crazy. Oh, round eye. You're crazy, round eye. Did she call you round eye?
She called me round eye?
Yeah. What are you laughing at? I'm asking him a question. Oh, she gets mad at you.
Yeah, if she really wants to piss me off, she calls me Peter. So, I'm just saying, sometimes it's overrated to get that, you know, that committee type. You know, do you do that with your girl? You seem like you'd love your girl a lot. You probably get her involved with anything, or you make decisions on your own.
No, I mean, every once in a while, it's important to, you know, take the lead and make the decision, but it's also important to include them in the decision because...
He wants to get laid.
Then they're going
to
be like, you never ask me what I want to do.
Why don't you ask me what I want?
So, exactly. Well, because... It's always about you. It's always about what you want to do.
No, it's what... But you...
Did you ask me what I want to eat? Did you ask me where I want to go?
See, I never
did she get heavy like that? Did she ever do that?
No way.
She never does that shit.
Absolutely not.
You can lead. Listen, you lead her by the nose. She's in love with you, man. Listen, he owns this chick, and she owns him too. They're nice couple. Nice kids, man.
It's a wrap.
They're good people.
It's a wrap.
You know what, man. She is. You know, when I see you together,
it's
a lot. I can tell you what I don't like. I don't know if this happens in other sporting events. Mm. You guys been to baseball games and stuff
a lot,
but I can tell you, I almost punched the guy sitting behind me at the soccer game.
What happened?
Why was he
this
doing?
Guy was commenting on every moment of the fucking play?
Oh boy!
And he was an idiot. He was an idiot. Like, oh, that's offsides. And I went, turn around. God, that wasn't fucking offside. Like, what's wrong with you, you idiot? You know, it's like, and he's like, oh, don't. Instead of saying pass it, he was like, play it. He was using wrong expressions, and every moment was like, "Oh, he should run that way." This guy's like, "I swear to God, I want to kill the fucking guy." Like,
did you have an assigned seat, or could you get up?
Was it
packed?
Thank God.
Could you have gotten up and moved?
You know, I mean, what am I going to do? Move and then sit by somebody else who's like?
Did you hear what happened to the Cleveland Indians game this weekend?
No,
with the guy who took his shirt off, big fucking brutal guy takes his shirt off at the game, and he's got swastika tattoos all over him.
Oh yeah.
So this guy sitting behind him with his kid, you know, didn't know what to do. You know, and he, you know, they have that those signs text the stadium
text
if you have
to
see if there's a problem with that. Right.
Yeah, trouble.
So he texted, you know, to say this guy, you know, and I don't know what the outcome of the story was. I just caught the tail end of it, but if you know, you could probably find it. But I would be offended as a Jew. If somebody was in front of me and they had their shirt off and they had a fucking swastika, you know what I mean? Oh, and they also had a guy had a train tattooed also, like he had the train, you know, like leading one of those trains that takes the Jews to the gas chambers.
How do you spell swastika?
Swastika, SWASTIKA.
Oh,
Cleveland
really?
Indians and swastika, SWASTIKA.
Hmm.
What do you think, Elgin? Would that if somebody had something like "I hate Puerto Ricans" on their tattooed on their back?
I think if they had swastikas on their back, I would be offended. Yeah,
because and also it's a black thing too. These neo-Nazi, you know, fucking kids, they hate the blacks too. And he's lucky that there wasn't a black guy.
I think if anybody had anything of hate on them, it's not right.
Right, I agree.
And if you're gonna blatantly take your shirt off in a public place, you want people to see that.
Right. Now the Indians claim that they could throw the guy out because they're it's private, you know. It's not a public thing. You have to buy a ticket. They own the thing, and they can, you know, according to the law, they can throw you out.
Okay.
Because they privately, you know, hold, it's a corporation, the Cleveland Indians.
Well, nothing happened.
So what happened?
It just on social media, people, you know, obviously spoke out on both sides. Martin Gervovich took to social media to express his frustrations after being seated behind a man who, with two swastikas tattooed on his back. Mm. He posted the photos at Indian Games. Do my kids and I have a swastika and Nazi train staring at us all game?
Mm.
Well, stop looking at him, you gay bastard.
He's right in front of him. He's sitting right in front of, you know.
Guy's in good shape. He looks like a neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
In the photo, the man can be seen without a shirt, and the tattoo is clearly visible. Even though the Indians did not respond to the tweets of the pissed off fan, he said the situation was resolved and his seats were later moved.
You know, it also offends me that that fucking Indian logo of theirs, that big red head, that face of that smiling Indian.
Yeah.
They're all upset about
that. How come
that
they don't bug the Redskins versus, like, well, they do. The Redskins, Indians and the Redskins, right?
The Redskins are having a, they've had a legal battle for like 3 or 4 right. years, people trying to get, you know, oh, the Redskins, it's an offensive.
So that's the question. If you have a tough looking dude in front of you with swastikas,
yeah.
you say, hey, buddy, put your shirt on.
Mm. I was going to start a Jewish basketball league in the, you know, where I live, called the Kikes.
Yeah.
I would have just had the Kikes, you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, where I'm here with Mr. Peter Leonard.
Good night, everybody.
And Elgin David.
Hey.
And we're going to come back here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you already know I'm hanging out with my right-hand man, Dougie Almeida, right here on Bubba Radio. So thanks for tuning in to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. I can understand why you take your headphones off when you hear your voice on that thing. You
no, but it just crank. It's just so loud. For some reason, it just comes pounding out of the the headset. I know. You know, my sensitive ears. I'm going deaf.
Here's a story. California man sues over denial of a $5 million lottery prize. California denied paying the lotto winner because it was determined that his underage son had purchased the ticket.
What?
Uh-oh. What a piece of shit that state is. Now that they can finally afford it because they legalized marijuana, they're going to stiff some fucking guy for $5 million.
Sorry. Can't pay the $5 million.
So what did they do? They went back in like the surveillance footage and saw the kid buying it?
Long Beach, California, a man who was denied a $5 million lottery jackpot because his teenage son bought the ticket is suing the California Lottery Commission. Ward Thomas of Long Beach says he sent his son to buy scratchers tickets from the gas station. One was a winner. Thomas says he validated the ticket at the lottery office, but 2 months later the prize was denied because his son was 16 and only adults can play.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's pretty wild because my friend Steve in New Jersey, his youngest son, when he was 17, bought a lottery ticket and he won $80,000.
Wow.
And they gave it to him. And
they gave it to his son?
Yeah. He was 17. Maybe it's a different law in New Jersey, but, but you know, so this kid, now Steve held the money until he was 18, but as soon as he hit the road with the Grateful Dead after that, man. He hasn't worked in 10 years. He's a fucking slug, this kid. I swear to God. Well, his cousin, my friend Steve's first cousin, is the drummer for the Grateful Dead, Mickey Hart.
Yeah.
So they
go on the road with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas filed a lawsuit last week against the commission and the gas station, which he claimed didn't check the boy's age or tell him adults could buy the tickets. The suit alleges negligence and breach of contract.
I wonder if it's printed on the back of the tickets that you have to be 18.
Of course it is.
Is it?
It has to be advertised.
Must be 18
everywhere.
Years old or older to play.
Yeah.
Then the guy's lost is going to be tossed out. I mean, it's like the back of it. You go to a ball game, okay, and you get hit with a foul ball.
Yeah.
Guess what? You knock all your teeth out of your mouth.
Really?
On the back of that ticket, every ticket in the major leagues, it says, we are not responsible for any injuries sustained during the course of a ball game at our stadium.
Right.
Every one of them, every fucking ticket has that disclaimer on it.
Mm-hmm. I got to look for that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that happened. Where was it? A hockey game where a woman got killed, right? Because a deflected puck hit her in the head and done.
Well, what if a bat breaks during a hit and it comes and stabs somebody in the
head?
They
go, listen, you see people get carried off. I've seen
a person get rocked at the old at the Joe Robbie Stadium.
Really?
Line drive, hit it right in the fucking side of the head.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here's something painful if you're a sheep. Hundreds of sheep killed after bear chases them right over a cliff.
No.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of good lamb chops, man.
That's what a terrible death.
Could you imagine?
Just running and falling to your death.
You know, and I wonder if anybody was taking notes.
With all your friends.
Cliff notes. Anyway.
I wonder if there was anybody out downstairs sleeping in the village counting sheep.
There
you go. Wow.
More than 200 sheep have died after they hurtled over the edge of a cliff in the Pyrenees Mountains.
That's terrible.
The lemmings were giggling.
Oh, wow. Yes, right lemmings.
Look at those copycats. While being chased by a bear. It wasn't a grizzly bear. It was just a gay guy that was trying to bang him. Their deaths have reignited the bitter debate over the presence of bears in the mountain range, the straddles of French-Spanish border. That straddles the French-Spanish border, where they were introduced 20 years ago after disappearing in the 1990s.
Yeah, you know what would really help that situation a lot, I think? A fence.
Yeah.
A fence at the end of that fucking, before the cliff. You know what I'm saying? That's a big fence.
It's kind of hard to put a fucking fence right before a cliff.
The edge of a cliff.
You can put a net at the end of it.
Over it.
Build a fucking fence.
Yeah, they all fall. Like they all, what are you talking about? The bear's like, they're all dead. Meanwhile, all the sheep are in the net.
Yeah.
The sheep belong to a farmer in the Coughlin's area of the French side of the border.
Not anymore.
But their bodies were found last Sunday at the foot of a cliff just over the border in Spain. Finders keepers, this is ours.
Maybe he threw them all off there.
They built a big bonfire, and they were roasting fucking lamb chops all afternoon. Somebody's out there shearing.
The rest of the large flock was missing after the dispersing over the mountains. While fleeing the attack, local authorities sent experts to examine the scene during the week, and they concluded that the sheep had been running away from a bear. Oh.
And somebody opened up a sweater and lamb chop store 2 weeks later. You know?
Yep.
And they also found a bear costume.
Oh, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
The sheep owner will be compensated for each of the 209 animals found dead, which is standard practice in such cases as part of the deal made between the government and the farmers brown bears from Slovenia were introduced in the 1990s.
Where's the bear going to get that kind of cash?
See, there you go. More fucking immigrants.
Where's the bear going to get that kind of cash, man?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
It's going to be a bear to collect.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But But the deaths provoked an angry statement from the militant Confederation Passain Farmers Federation, which demanded immediate action to stop deadly attacks by bears on livestock. You must stop the bears! Pastoralism, which is guarantor of biodiversity and a living, welcoming mountain region, which is not compatible with the reintroduction of larger predators.
I'm trying to figure out why they brought the bears there in the first place, to kill what kind of animals, or to chase what away, maybe. You know, like mountain lions or some shit.
Well, the bears were pissed off because there was a civil war in Serbia, and so they all wanted to leave. And
right,
they signed a, you know.
So the Slovenia. So they came from Slovenia. These bears. Wow, Slovenia, Transylvania.
On Thursday, the government gave the green light for the cull of dozens of wolves in the mountain areas.
There it is.
Mostly in Southwest, where they have killed around 8,000 farm animals, mostly sheep, over the past year. The cull of up to 40 wolves by July next year represents a little over 10% of France's total wolf population.
That is such a bad story. Yeah. I really think so, man. It's really.
I was such a fucking bad joke.
Oh, you're so sheepish.
Hey,
can't pull the wool over your eyes.
I'm telling you. Gambler drops 75 pounds to win share of a $1 million bet.
Uh-oh. That sounds like.
I bet you $1 million you can't lose 75 pounds.
That was easy money.
Well, it'd be easy money for me.
Rodney Dangerfield.
He had to stop partying and drinking.
That movie was on TV the other day last week. And can I tell you something? That shit holds up 30 fucking years later. It was like 1986 or 5 or something, 84. And that was a funny movie, wasn't it, dude? Joe Pesci.
What was it? What was the closing line? He goes, I've been putting up with her for ass for years. Now I'm kissing it.
Right.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I saw that it was on. It was, I was actually trying to find something else.
You know what? And you know what's really sad? The kid who played Julio, his son-in-law, the boy.
Right.
You know, he passed away two years ago, I think. Right. He was a good stand-up, that guy. Yeah. And if you ever, you must have seen
him. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
no, that's, he was on,
what was his name?
Well-beloved comedian. He was the pizza man in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right. And a talented kid, man. He died at 50 at cancer.
Yeah, he was very funny. Very deadpan type.
Can I call you dad? Yeah. That was a great line.
Can I call you dad?
Can I call you dad?
I wish you wouldn't. Las Vegas, a professional gambler dropped some pounds and gained some wealth after betters wagered $1 million. He couldn't reduce his body fat to less than 10%.
Wow, man.
Walter Fisher tells the New York Post he began overeating while on a losing streak and gained 40 to 50 pounds in a month. The 6'1" Fisher weighed 245 pounds and was more than $100,000 in debt. The Post reports that when a group of gambler acquaintances bet $1 million to Fisher couldn't drop his body fat under 10%, he says, I'll take that bet. The 36-year-old got financial backing from friends. He weighed in at 175 pounds with 8.8% body fat on June 22nd.
Jesus Christ, man.
Damn, so what happened? He got $1 million.
And he looked so good, he spent all $1 million on a bunch of hookers, now he's broke.
He had to pay the $100,000. First of all, that was, he owed Publix $100,000 just for the food he ate to gain 50 pounds. And then he had to pay Oprah Winfrey with her fucking.
But this isn't hard. This guy gained weight. He said he gained a bunch of, like, why would you bet? Why would you bet a guy that just gained that weight? You know, bet a guy who's been carrying that weight around for a few years.
Exactly. You're right, man. That's much harder, I think, right?
Well, you would imagine.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know if I could do it. I mean, if somebody asked, tell me in a certain amount, in 90 days, if you get down to 10% body fat, and let's say I would probably have to get to around 180, 190 to do that. I'm at 250.
90 days? It's definitely doable.
You could check into a fat
it's
farm.
Definitely doable.
But you couldn't do it here. You couldn't do it here.
You have to become insanely, ridiculously, like, caring about everything that you
listen,
go
I think I could do it. All I have to do is stop drinking soda and beer.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Yep.
Yeah, and your little,
lose 80 pounds.
Drinking water only.
And your little trips to Wendy's for your little go wraps and shit.
Yeah, I love my go wraps.
Those are going to go. They'll be gone.
I'll have to go on the
go-wraps. Eating fruit and nuts and fucking vegetables and
again, Peter keeps wanting to eat nuts.
Salmon. And healthy shit and chicken without your fried shit and your cheeses and your Parmesan and some all that crap on top of lasagna chicken.
Cheese is so good though.
How can you?
But look at you. But dude, you know, listen. You'll look like that till you're dead.
Like when the other night when my tooth was hurting really bad.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife. Here's another thing. My wife because we got to the show at like 7:30. Show's at 8:30 on Friday.
Oh, you had to work through that. Oh,
yeah. Boy. And but you know, and I felt okay. You know what I mean?
With the Percocet.
Well, right. Well, I didn't want to take Percocet before the show, but I hadn't eaten. I took it earlier when I ate lunch, so I felt okay. Like I hadn't eaten because when I ate, it felt worse, right? So my wife's like, oh, just eat something soft. So I ordered a fucking quesadilla, thinking that's soft enough. And then sure enough, here I am before the show, with, again, the Fukushima mouth.
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Were you swollen?
It wasn't swollen. It was just pain. Like
yeah, it had to hurt.
Picture somebody digging into your gum for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then, you know.
Are you allowed to put, like, Orajel on there or anything and numb it or no?
No, I was thinking about that. That's then, yeah, but then.
You had an infection.
I can tell you what worked well, those Percocets.
Cocaine.
I took one of them. Took one of them. It didn't work, you know. And then you guys remember last week I started taking them when we were doing the show. I took two and I was a little loopy last week.
I think
week.
Kissing me when I
no,
left
you guys weren't here. It was Wednesday's show.
No, you took him. No, you took him Tuesday.
You took him. Yeah, I remember.
You definitely took him.
You definitely said you. You said you did.
You grabbed his ass on the way out.
I didn't get the root canal.
Remember, you
until
had no
Thursday.
Pants on. Remember,
you but guys
you
were crazy.
But you were taking the pills. You had the pills here. You just said you had them from when you had your kidney stones. You know.
Yeah. Well,
he was taking them.
I remember.
I know he doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
I remember he said that.
It's all part of his other disease. With these,
I'm just wondering.
His SRLED, whatever that is.
Hey, here's interesting. You know, we talked about conspiracies and things.
Right.
You guys heard of the conspiracy about chemtrails? You know, chemtrails are the lines in the sky you see. And conspiracy theorists say that, you know, the New World Order is basically doing that and it's killing us and this and that. But... And then people deny it. People have denied it that they exist and chemtrails exist. But here's a story. A last resort planet hacking plan could make Earth habitable for longer, but scientists warn it could have dramatic consequences.
Really?
So they're showing signs of this. One way to prevent the Earth's temperature from rising into city-drowning, hurricane-strengthening, heatstroke-triggering danger zone is to immediately switch from fossil fuels to renewable energy. We all know that ain't going to happen.
Right.
No. Solar power, baby.
An approach that involves transforming the Earth's clouds and skies in ways that help cool the planet or suck carbon out of the atmosphere.
What?
That idea is, a geoengineering idea.
They want to engineer clouds.
Well, create, like sometimes if you see these supposed chemtrails, they put enough of them up there, they don't, like, create, like, a big fluffy cloud, but they like a layer, like that dim layer of cloud. So that when the sun doesn't get, it's like having a bit of shade. So we're not really getting the full effect.
Is that why they do that?
That's why they say the chemtrails are there to deflect a lot of the sunlight from
really?
The Earth.
Really? Interesting.
Extremely controversial. Some researchers believe such work could be a necessary part of the fight against climate change, but others argue that meddling with a planet exposes the world to a host of new risks. Yeah, like a bunch of white people. There's no sun. Nobody's tan. The authors of the papers make clear that these approaches are very risky and far from being viable, so much so, in fact, that most researchers hope that they never become necessary. But the papers also lay out reasons why that these strategies might work and are worth studying. You know, I talked about this in the show. Like, if a couple major fucking volcanoes erupt,
yeah,
there's not going to be global warming anymore. It's going to get cold as shit.
Man.
There's going to be a block, you know what I mean? Just a couple, you know.
In Florida?
There's no volcanoes in Florida. But, okay, you know, so, but if you had a couple major volcanoes erupt,
mm-hmm,
and, like, blanket the sky, I mean, you were in Iceland. That one went off pretty bad a couple years ago, a couple summers ago. They had to cancel flights in Europe.
Yep.
For a day.
Yep.
Because of the... Can't fly through volcanic ash.
No. Sure can't.
Right? So all we need is a couple of these little events. You know, everybody's worried about global warming. And then the next thing you know, in Florida... Oh, I woke up this morning, it was 10 below zero in Florida.
Hmm.
I mean, it's possible.
And I threw out my winter coat when I moved here.
Yeah. I got rid of all my...
I swear to God, I don't have a fucking thing to wear.
By the way, that just reminds me, I got to go to Men's Warehouse.
Uh-oh.
Because they have, like, if you bring old suits to them...
Uh-oh.
They'll give you a 40% discount on anything you buy.
Really?
So I got like old suits I never wear, can't even fit in anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I want to take them all back and just buy like a really nice one.
They might fit Elgin.
Oh, I'm going.
Yeah?
You got
I
suits?
Got a bunch of old suits I got to bring to them.
Yeah.
And they'll give you a new suit?
We get 40% off.
40%.
So how, I mean, does it add up though?
No, they give you somebody else's like old suit.
It's like you give them three suits and they got to give you 20%.
They give you 120% off.
Yeah.
They pay you to walk out.
They pay you to walk out.
Yeah.
Here, take this suit and we'll give you $50.
No, but you could take one suit at a time in.
Okay, you'll like it, I guarantee it.
Boy, that George Zimmer, he got ousted pretty quickly.
Yeah, when they took over, Joseph A. Bank bought him, they merged.
Yeah, they let him go. They said, bye-bye.
And okay, because they told him he's old and unattractive.
And that kid stole that saying, that fucking, I'm Mike Greco, I'll sell you a car, you'll save thousands, I guarantee it. He stole that, I guarantee it, from George Zimmer.
Mm-hmm. How about that clown on the West Coast? Ever on the West Coast, you see that car dealer guy? It's huge.
No,
if you're ever in Naples, Fort Myers,
really?
There's this asshole. He's such a douchebag, this guy. And he's just like, he's just so like, let me tell you these cars. Oh, my God. And he's got a girl with him usually. Mm-hmm. He's like, they're huge. That's his big thing.
Oh, man.
We know we're talking about pale people. Here's a funny story out of England. The phantom nudist. Pale skinny dipper sparks panic when beachgoers mistake her naked body for a ghost.
Oh, boy, she had way too much sunscreen on.
Well, first of all, she's in England. It's not like they got a lot of, you know, deep, dark tans in England.
No, right. And she's, but when you're wearing zinc to the beach, you know.
Zhang Yan, 40, has been partying in Pattaya, Thailand yesterday evening, but went skinny dipping just before midnight. Ooh, they got a picture of her. A pale skinny dipper caused a panic on the Thai beach after they mistook her while body...
What is the matter with you?
A pale skinny dipper caused a panic on a Thai beach after they mistook her for a white body for a ghost. Oh, my God.
This
she is white.
Ridiculous.
Let me see this girl, man.
The Chinese tourist spent an hour standing in the water before passersby spotted her pale body standing still a few meters from the shore. Oh, my God. It's a ghost.
Oh, my God. Jesus. You know, you see that fucking broad.
They thought she was ghostly apparition, but when closer, they saw it was actually a nude woman behaving strangely. And oddly enough, everybody watching became acting strangely themselves.
A ghost that spilled ink on her Netherlands.
Ridiculous.
Well, thank God she was shaved.
Officers arrived at 1 a.m., spent 30 minutes talking her onto dry land. They gave her towels and took her to Pattaya Police Station where she was questioned.
At a tanning salon. They took her to a tanning salon
and put her in front of a tanning bed.
They started a GoFundMe page for to get the bitch a tanning bed. You know? Wow, fucking, this girl looks like a sheet.
Can you imagine that people calling and they thought they saw a ghost?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Cops said she was not charged and returned to her room later that evening. Police said she was not charged with any offense and returned to her hotel at around 4:30 a.m. after the police department all banged her.
Where she was mistaken for a bag of flour and taken to the kitchen and used to make the breakfast, rolls. Right.
Where a bunch of the Thai drug dealers took her to try to snort her up her nose.
Right. Fuck. Get the girl a fucking tanning bed.
Oh my God. My ex-girlfriend was crazy about tissue. She used to work in a tanning salon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's funny. I actually saw a photo of her not too long ago. It's so scary.
She looks like leather.
Oh.
Does she?
Yeah.
Catcher's mitt.
And it was funny because my wife used to worry about it because she was the bisexual chick I was with before I met my wife.
Oh, what?
And she got banged up. She was in drugs and stuff really bad after and she, had problems. And
it shows.
It looks like weathered. Mm. It's like there's a picture of like,
yeah.
sometimes you'd show, hey, here's my ex-girl. Look at that.
You don't want to show that.
No. I'm going to lose points.
Yeah. She looks like Ronaldo.
Yeah, you don't want to claim that. That one.
Had nothing to do with her.
She looks like Martin Landau in, Ed Wood.
Now, here's a story actually from across the pond. In a place called Inflation Nightclub.
What happened there?
At a nightclub. I guess it's kind of like a swingers club.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
What's it called?
It's called Inflation Nightclub.
I gotta write this down. Inflation?
By the way, they sold, what do you call it? What's that Deeney's place on Hillsborough? Scott, it's going to be...
Deeney's Highway?
Yep, they're tearing Deeney's down.
Really?
You better go clean out your locker.
Better get all my shit.
Yeah.
My cock rings out of there.
Right.
It's shut down, huh?
Your tushy towel.
That place has been here as long as I can remember.
Yep. They're selling it to... I actually was on a sales call. They called the radio. They called WQAM. I worked at QAM. I got the call in. And because I lived down the block, my boss said, do you want to call on these guys? I'm curious to see it. So the guy... It's funny. It's come Sunday, we're having a barbecue. A barbecue. It was the most vile thing you'd ever see in your life.
Really?
It was a bunch of overweight, ugly people.
Now, is Trapeze still naked. Open? There's a place in the Trapeze and Commercial. That's supposedly better. All the strippers go there at night.
Yeah.
Inflation Nightclub. A couple shot at a nightclub they're going to sue the police.
Wow.
A couple shot by police at a private swingers party while dressed as comic book villains.
They were shot?
Will launch legal action against the Victoria Police Department,
what?
Seeking hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages. Lawyers acting for Dale Owens, 35, and Zita Sukas, 37, will claim police were aware that Mr. Owens was in possession of a toy gun when heavily armed members of the critical incident response team opened fire inside the King Street venue on July 8th. Arnold Thomas and Becker partner Kim Price told Fairfax Media that civil proceedings will be initiated. Yeah, they're going to sue him. I guess they were dressed like villains, and the guy had a toy gun. The cops walk in and shoot these poor bastards.
Yeah. Lucky they didn't get killed. If that was New York City, they'd be dead.
We understand that prior to the attack, staff at the venue repeatedly told Victoria Police that the gun was a toy. We understand some staff offered to simply obtain the toy themselves to safely resolve the situation. In response, Victoria Police believe that it was appropriate to storm the venue with a team about 10 critical incident response members, all with boners.
Yeah.
Team members, and within 32 seconds, start shooting our clients, Mr. Price said, after 32 seconds of entering. So they came fast.
So what?
That's fucked up.
They couldn't hold it back. They couldn't hold back.
Mm.
As the police officers were running in, the lead sergeant said, think about baseball.
Yeah.
Picture Hillary Clinton's face.
Premature ammunition. That's what they call it.
Premature, yeah.
So what happened? They were coming to shut the place down?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
They shot these two people dressed up in cosplay.
They walked in the couch. These guys were banging. They had like a Joker outfit on. Maybe the Joker was banging the Penguin. The Penguin jumped up with a fake gun and the police shot him.
Wow. That sucks.
The couple had attended the Saints and Sinners Ball at Inflation Nightclub when police received a number of phone calls in relation to the male with his firearm. So people saw the guy carrying a gun.
Oh.
What was that movie, that Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman movie where they...
With the eyes wide shut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some kind of sick shit like that, wasn't it?
It was a horrible movie.
I never
movie.
Saw it.
Like he gets into this underground Illuminati type sex orgies. And he's not supposed to be there, but he gets in there because someone told him about it.
Right.
And then does he find out his wife is in there?
Yeah, something like that.
That's what the whole...
I didn't see it. It was boring.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I mean, if I'm going to watch it, I'm just going to go watch a porn.
Yeah.
You can't watch a regular movie. Yeah. Last time I was in an orgy, some girl performed oral on me, and I shot out quick, and I went to make a sandwich in the kitchen.
Right.
And I was happy because they had boar's head.
Nice.
And I thought, well, I just got head, and now I'm eating boar's head. This is a great orgy.
That's perfect, man. Below me and baloney. That's great. You know?
The first shot was fired after 3:54 a.m. on Saturday. The footage obtained by the Fairfax media revealed several police officers first entered the building around 2:52. In the hour leading up to the shooting, police observed the man from a monitor in a ground floor office they had been told by the security guard.
Huh.
A minute later, they stormed through the front door in a single file and headed up to the flight of stairs. As the highly trained officers reached to the first floor, they made a sharp left and shone a torch on the couple, which is a flashlight.
A torch? So I shined a torch on
him? I put my torch on him.
Put a torch on him with a bloody broomstick.
My torch needs a battery.
Battery?
A battery.
A battery.
I need a new battery for my torch.
About 6 seconds later, the muzzle flash from the first shot can be seen. And quickly thereafter, that guy thought, this was a stupid idea to dress like the Joker with a gun.
Next time I'm coming as Hitler.
Yeah. With no gun.
Right.
Just saying.
An AK-47.
If you play, you pay, man.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Well, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you ever go to a crazy party like that?
No. No, just my bachelor party.
Whatever. Yeah.
Mm. That was an interesting situation.
Hmm.
I can't talk.
I haven't been to a bachelor party in a while, and I don't know if I'd go to one now. Would you go to, if somebody invited you to a bachelor party, would you
go? Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Have you been to one? You been to a good bachelor party?
No.
It's been a long time since I've been to a bachelor party.
Yeah, you need to go to a bachelor. At least one bachelor party, one sick bachelor party in your lifetime, right, bro?
Right.
You need to do.
I mean, I remember going to a few, and, you know, I met one of the last ones is that these girls were basically for $20, were, you know, you want a little.
Sure.
Smoke them slow.
Right.
It was a group deal. And I'm like, I'm not going to,
I went to a place in New York called Chopsticks.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Which is an Asian whorehouse downtown, right, man. And let me tell you something. It was like you got a menu. It was like one from column A. and you could tell these chicks, okay, you put your head here. You go there. It was like origami with bodies.
Yeah.
It was incredible, man. They were very flexible. Huh?
How last long ago last
like
week?
40 years ago. No, it was like 24. Yeah. So it was like 35 years
that's
ago.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, there you go. Man. Well, anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Play with
Dougie
Show.
You're kidding. I got to jerk off now.
Yeah,
excited to hear you back. Four houses.
I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
Well, it's only my pleasure.
You can follow up Peter Leonard at?
Well, how about the Food for Thought Radio Show on Facebook? That's the best place to see
how about
me. The Food for Thought Radio Show.
Elgin David?
Yeah, you can follow me at Elgin David Comedy.
And as for me, you can follow me at Dougie Dangerous, Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. You can follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I also have a fan page called The Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida. Go to that. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for dates. This Wednesday, Wise Guys Comedy Show showcase Tim Hanlon, Brian Glowacki, and Todd Riley. Great show for just $10. August 4th and 5th, I'm going to be at Bonkers in Sanford, Florida,
wow,
headlining, and Perry Sack will be my opening act, and Nadim Awad will be coming along
to hang out with us. He's so funny.
Good spot. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Tomorrow, we will have Todd Riley and Brian Glowacki in the studio.
That's excellent.
So we got a third show. Don't forget to listen to us on Bubba Army Radio on Saturdays and Sundays at 4 to 6. That's it. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
In the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground.